Oh, she's playing her Christmas music.
I love Christmas music.
I do too.
Oh, the weather outside is
delightful.
I love Harry Connick Jr.
I do too. He's got a great jazz version of, I think it's not Jingle Bells. I can't think of music when music is playing, but it's really cool.
You've decided.
But it's a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
You've decided. Oh, my God. The last posting from Mike from Blaine was 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Didn't go on social media anymore either.
I think he got like a job or...
I know he did. He did get a job, and then that's why he stopped calling. And I don't know why he would leave
Mike,
social media. That's a little weird.
Why, I did. That was very easy for me to leave social media.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I never...
Mike wasn't threatening to kill people, though. That would be the difference.
Still.
I don't know, you have to bring that up.
Sorry.
It was one time.
Yeah, guy probably deserved it.
You know, Dr. Merman's real comfortable now. Thank you so much for that thing. Yeah, you're such a wonderful guy. You know, it's interesting. I went over to Life Medical for the first time a couple of months ago. Catherine, my lovely wife, made the appointment. She said, you need to calm down. You need to sleep. So she made the appointment. I went over, and the first couple of times, I just kind of went. And the first time was great. I got a complete, physical, EKG and all that stuff, but I got a physical. You covered every aspect of what I needed, and you have someone there well qualified to do all those things, whether it's Dr. Tran or it's Ethan, you, Dr. Beal, all those people. You have really good people over there, and I think most people don't understand that Life Medical, because medical cannabis is not all you do over there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, we're an integrative clinic, so what that means is we do all the conventional things that other clinics do, and we have some other methods, modalities that help people sometimes better than the conventional. And so whenever I'm with a patient, I have to figure out what's going to help that patient the best. And, I evaluate. Usually takes me a few minutes in the visit. And then we discuss possible options. So it could be some conventional medicine. It could be a physical therapy. It could be maybe hypnosis like with Ethan. It could be, did I mention physical therapy? Could be some nutritionals. I use certain nutritional method that helps a lot of people with mood disorders, also with weight management. Homeopathy is great. This is kind of like a pinnacle of medicine, the most powerful thing that I know. But people really need to understand what it is before getting into it, I feel. So I give them information. I give them things to read before they decide that that's what they need. And then we discuss, I ask him to read things, I ask him to consider, and then call me, and we discuss, what's the best things to start besides cannabis. Cannabis is a gateway drug to good medicine in our clinic. Okay? Cannabis is great. It helps with the symptoms. People feel a lot better, but then after a few months, they realize what their new baseline is, and then we can take them further. And to take them further, that's where all these other modalities are added, and eventually, hopefully, they need less and less cannabis, because that's cannabis is just for pain relief or other symptom relief. It's not for cure.
No, and that's a very, very good point. Is anything a cure? That's what I've never considered any pharmaceuticals to be a cure.
A cure is a four-letter word. We're not supposed to use it in medicine. if any doctor uses the word cure, they get slapped real bad by the medical board.
Right.
I think we can use remission.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we see great remissions. Usually with biochemical methods like drugs or supplements or herbs or things like that, you don't see a lot of curative action. You see a lot of help. Okay.
Yes.
For more in-depth, I would say curative action, that would be more homeopathic approach, possibly some other methods. Depends on the case.
So the great thing is that all of these people, has that ever happened before? Somebody was asking me, well, they actually didn't ask me. They told me that apparently I'm the first radio guy or TV guy or newspaper guy or whatever that has talked about this to the public, about how well it works for me. Do they think they're going to be stigmatized as some pothead on the radio? Because I never thought that. This is a great Well, I can't say cure.
Well, no, I can't.
No.
Treatment.
It's a great treatment. There you go. Great treatment. That it is.
I mean, it's had such a bad name over the years, but really, it's an herbal medicine that has been underused, and we're beginning to understand more and more what it can do. So.
Yeah, and that's just a wonderful thing. I am so happy you came in because I get more and more and more. A lot of times what the station does is they'll get requests on the KQRS website. Who'd Tom go to see? How did he find out? All these different things. So to have this information now for them, I can now refer them to this hour of the podcast because this is recorded for all time now, so they can go back and listen to what we've talked about. And reach out to lifemedical.us, which is, again, it's not just about going over there and, hey, here's some cannabis. That's not what it's all about. The cannabis is not there, I should mention, by the way. It is at pharmacies around the state.
There's 8 dispensaries that give cannabis out. The pharmacists there help people figure out how to use it, figure out the right doses, right products, and then patients can buy whatever works for them.
Yeah.
And it's only 8 places in the state that are allowed to sell it.
Right. So that's the whole deal. Is there... I can't really ask you, are there any situations where cannabis doesn't work? It probably works for most things, doesn't it, I would think?
No, I don't know. It depends.
I know.
You know, if you have a fracture of a leg, it's not going
to
heal the bone back. You know, it's not going to work.
A broken leg. I wouldn't even notice if I had a broken leg. What the hell?
Yeah.
I broke my leg.
You might forget that you have it. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good take on it. But, I thought I had a broken leg, but I forgot.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But it's so nice that we're moving forward. I see the governor-elect now says that even recreational, they still call it marijuana, and I've been trying to tell everybody that's not the term. It's cannabis. It's not marijuana.
Cannabis is a better word.
So I've been thinking about what you guys are talking about here. So let's roll the clock forward and say that they legalize marijuana in the state. That could actually be a bad thing, if I'm hearing you correctly, because it will allow people to sort of self-treat themselves and not open up.
And I've seen this to be an issue. I have a case in California where I suggested that they may want to try medical cannabis, and they're having a hard time finding people who can advise them on how to use it because it's so widely available. So they came to a dispensary and they were told, okay, you buy whatever you want, but they don't know what to buy. This is medicine. It needs to be treated as such.
Right.
It needs to be guided by professionals. So Minnesota system is really functional, except unfortunately the product is more expensive than in other places, and that's a big issue for a lot of people. I mean, if it was cheaper, we could help so many people. I mean, all these people with chronic pain who use narcotics, opiates, that are covered by their insurances, and cannabis is not covered, and it would be so much better if they could use cannabis instead. A lot less side effects, a lot better action.
No question. I get asked quite often, actually, is it possible to be allergic to cannabis? Because they worry about this. Like, I've never done cannabis.
You can be allergic to anything.
Yeah,
you can be allergic to anything.
Probably. I've never seen one, but I'm sure it's possible. Yeah.
It's very, very rare if it does happen. And we don't even know if it happens.
I've never heard of a report.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I didn't know it was legal until I went out there. I went to Santa Monica in June or July. And oh, my God, the smell. I was looking for the Fish concert. I was sure they were playing on the beach. Of course, it was Santa Monica, so.
That happened to us in Colorado, too, because Colorado's got legal recreational marijuana. You would drive by the factories where they actually make the, honest to God, it's like, my God, about 50,000 people are smoking a joint or something. The smell of it is pretty amazing.
Now, really?
Oh God!
I went to the factory or farm here in Minnesota. There was no smell. It was incredibly clean. You don't smell anything. It's pharmaceutical production.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the capsules don't even have that odor. Because if you get the little marijuana, what are they called? Edibles, I guess.
Yeah.
In Colorado, California, wherever, it does smell like marijuana.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it does smell like marijuana, but the capsules do not at all.
No.
That's the other thing. People go, oh, well, it doesn't smell like marijuana or, cannabis at all.
I'm having flashbacks. I need a brownie or some sugar frosted flakes. Can anybody help?
Musician.
Ah.
Musician, that's the problem right there.
Probably.
A hell of a guitar player, though. You're a really good guitar player.
We have a caller who's calling about a Walzer commercial, so I'm guessing I know who it is.
What? Oh, no, it's not MB, is it?
Yep.
Yep.
Michael
Bryant. I called after 12:30 expecting that the commercial would be done.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, ladies and gentlemen, he's another friend. I don't know why these guys, like, he supports the show. Michael supports the show. I don't know why they do, Doctor, but they do.
It's a fun show.
Michael, we're going to see, matter of fact, we'll see you in about 4 hours. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
With Dougie. So
I sent you a text on that.
Oh, you did? Is it a good text?
Yeah. Well, it's just a planning thing, so we don't need to deal with that now. But I just sent you a text seeing if you wanted to be picked up or not.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Although I should pick you up because you're a booze hound. No. That is not true at all. I made that up. Michael is a guy, Dr. Merman. Michael Bryant and I are not only a client, but he's a very good friend.
Hi. And this is very interesting. Very, very interesting talk. I'm not trying to make light of it.
No, I understand it. No, you've had clients, right, that use medical cannabis, don't you, Mike?
Yep. Yeah, I've started to see that in that doctors are prescribing it or getting them to doctors that are prescribing it, and I'm starting to see a lot of clients that are being helped by it. And there may have been clients that were helped by it in the past that probably wasn't as easy to show or prove. But definitely, we're seeing it in a lot more cases now.
Yeah, Michael is a big shot attorney, by the way. I should tell you, Dr. Merman. But I love the fact Michael was one of the first people to talk to me about it. If you should probably do that, and you should do it. And I don't know if you talked to Catherine about it or not, Michael, at one time, but she all of a sudden got up and said, let's be doing this. And then Michael, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go down to the dispensary in the next week or two, probably next week sometime, since it's already Thursday. Do you still want to go down there?
Oh, absolutely. I've been there. I've been to a dispensary once with a client. It was fascinating. And just the different colors and the different wheels and stuff and what they're doing. I just found that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, I think it is really good. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of proponents out there, Dr. Merman, whether they be, you know, lawyers or car guys or people, I think. For instance, here's a problem I had. I talked to people about this, and I actually talked to several pharmaceutical people about this. The only time I ever did use a sleeping pill, and sleeping pills are not that healthy for you, from what I understand. Is that right?
Well, yeah, you use them for a long time, then you can't sleep without them, and you don't even sleep well with them.
Then you wake up one day, and you're Elvis, and you're dead.
Hey, man.
It's weird. It's almost like the sleeping pill bypasses that REM sleep that you need.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's why it's not very good for you, especially for sleeping.
And here's the other thing. I went, I think, because they basically at the dispensaries, they sell by the month. I think what you need for the month is the maximum you can get, which is good. But I would say for me, and I got a lot of stuff. Like I said, I got the CBD, I got the the 1-to-1 mixture, I got the THC, which pretty much is a 12-to-1 mix, some vaping stuff, got all this stuff for $170. I mean, enough for an entire month by far, and it's a little higher most places. But if you take a sleeping pill that really works, it's going to cost you about $450 to $500 a month. Now, how many people have $6,000 out there, the average person? $6,000, they can't afford that.
Well, you're probably talking about branded products.
I am, I absolutely am.
Take Ambien, for example. Branded Ambien is very expensive. Generic is way less expensive. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we have people who can't afford a lot of money, we show them this website. It's a great thing to know. It's goodrx.com. You put any drug in there, and it tells you where it is for the least price in town.
Oh, that's nice. So it's like
it's
kayak
a wonderful.
For
yes,
drugs.
It's a wonderful site. We use it all the time. And I've had cases where a drug was supposed to cost like $10,000 and they could get it for $15 in a particular pharmacy.
That's not bad.
I don't know how pharmaceutical industry works. I haven't figured it out, but
it's
this is what
like
we're seeing.
It's kind of like the used car industry. It's very similar.
I'm telling you. Speaking of attorneys, with cannabis, it's covered under work comp by Minnesota law. There's really no reason why it should not be covered for auto accidents or other personal injury cases for pain control. And we're still trying to get some precedents. So if any attorneys out there would like to work with me, they'd like to get some precedents where it would be covered for auto accidents and personal injury, because there's no reason why it shouldn't. Andy.
Know
this
that Mike is
safer.
The biggest PI attorney in the state of Minnesota.
I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know.
He is, yeah.
So I'm trying to get that in somehow.
Mike, now you're going to have to come over to Life Medical with me, Pally.
Yeah, Nutrimost made me smaller, so I'm not as big as I was.
You're a pretty big guy, man. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Can you stick around for another segment, Michael?
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be right back. Tom Bernard Show.